Now, look, last week, a Cabinet Inconfidence Report produced by Transport for New South Wales was actually released for public viewing, and it revealed a very interesting proposal to build a rail tunnel connecting southern Sydney to the Illawarra and Wollongong. Now, the report indicated that the so-called Thorool Tunnel between Waterpool and Thorool could actually shave off nearly half an hour from the Sydney-Wollongong commute and actually cost several billion dollars less than the New South Wales government's proposed F6 motorway. Joining me to chat about this really maybe awkward moment for the state government is New South Wales Greens MP and transport spokesperson, Dr. Maureen Faruqi. Dr. Faruqi, a very good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Welcome back to breakfast. Now, this train, the rail tunnel, could have been a huge benefit for Sydney-Wollongong commuters and even tourism, surely.
The rail tunnel makes complete sense because it reduces the trip from more than 1.5 hours to almost 1 hour. It makes sense for the tens of thousands of people who commute from Wollongong to Sydney, but of course also for tourism, for an economic boost. But as we know, that this government has had many such awkward moments. They do these reports and then they just hide them away. And we know that the Liberal National Government has been sitting on this report since 2014. And what they're pitching to the government is this mad idea that they have to extend the F6 either by bulldozing 60 hectares of Australia's oldest national park, which is obviously the Royal, or bulldozing around 500 homes and businesses.
Now, the other thing that the report stated was that the estimated price difference between the rail tunnel and the F6 motorway was, I think the exact quote was, of a magnitude that cannot be ignored. Do we know in dollar terms what the difference would be?
Yes, from what I understand, it is a very small fraction. So the tunnel from Thorool to Waterfall to improve and upgrade the train line would cost about $306 billion, where the F6 extension could cost anywhere between $8 to $15 billion. Now, that is the huge amount of difference. And you just, you know, your mind boggles into thinking, why would the government do this? Why would they keep it all secret? Why are they not interested in improving public transport, which every other country in the world is doing? And why would they cut down parts of Royal National to be able to do this?
Well, it is a very interesting question because, I mean, Andrew Constance, Transport Minister, has ruled out the Thorool Tunnel, forging ahead with WestConnex, NorthConnex, F6. What is this ongoing preference for motorways over public rail investment?
Yeah, they'd not only rule out public transport improvements, but they actually sometimes don't even consider alternatives to big toll roads. And it leaves you with, I think, a couple of conclusions. One, that it is a matter of a way of thinking. It is an ideology which relates back to something our previous Prime Minister Tony Abbott once said, that a humble man is king in his car. So it is partly to do with that, but I think mostly it is to do with an agenda that is being led by private tolling companies who make a mozza out of tolls that people have to pay. So I think those are the two things which keep pushing governments into investing in toll roads rather than public transport options.
Well, just quickly jumping back to the Royal National Park, I mean, 60 hectares is a fair chunk of parklands. We seem to be reclaiming a lot of those areas for these kind of infrastructure changes.
We are, absolutely. With WestConnex and with NorthConnex, as you mentioned earlier, there has been parts of bushland which have been destroyed completely. Which are habitats of, are critically endangered species, and this government just, rams their bulldozers through them. When we know that, especially with climate change taking effect, we actually need to preserve all these precious pieces of high biodiversity land. I was actually in the Royal National Park on Sunday, where we had a community rally to make sure that we commit to saving the Royal National Park. There is no way the people of New South Wales will allow a road to be built through the Royal National Park. There are thousands of people who visit that park, who enjoy the beautiful bush surroundings and the native wildlife in it.